This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden has ended his re-election bid and is backing Vice President Kamala Harris for the Democratic Party's nomination, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's decision comes weeks after a disastrous debate against Donald Trump. Democratic allies had been urging the 81-year-old to step aside. He'd insisted he would stay in the race, arguing he was best positioned to beat Trump. But in a social media post, the president writes it's in the best interests of party and country to stand down and focus instead on the rest of his term. In a later post, he said Harris has his full support and endorsement to be the nominee when Democrats host their convention in Chicago next month, a move aimed at avoiding more party chaos. Sagar Magani, Washington.
VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Vice President Kamala Harris appears to be the natural successor, in large part because she is the only candidate who can directly tap into Biden's campaign war chest, according to federal campaign finance rules. Now, Democrats urgently have to try to bring coherence to the nominating process in a matter of weeks and persuade voters in a stunningly short amount of time that their nominee can handle the job and beat Trump. The decision marks a swift and stunning end to Biden's 52 years in electoral politics, as donors, lawmakers, and even aides expressed to him their doubts that he could convince voters that he could plausibly handle the job for another 4 years. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Donald Trump and running mate J.D. Vance on Sunday slammed the record of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as Biden bowed out of the White House race and sought to pass the torch to his number two. Trump writing on Truth Social platform, quote, "Crooked Joe Biden was not fit to run for president," adding he's certainly not fit to serve and never was. This is VOA News. The United States Secret Service is now admitting it denied some past requests by Donald Trump's campaign for tighter security, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
After the July 13th assassination attempt on Donald Trump while he was speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania.
Take a look at what happened.
The Secret Service denied rejecting requests from his team for increased security. Now the agency acknowledging it had turned back some requests in the years before the shooting, in which Trump says a bullet pierced his ear and a rally attendee was killed. House Speaker Mike Johnson on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos says the job of the Secret Service is protection.
It's the number one job of the Secret Service, not anything else. And I think Director Cheadle has shown the world and said that she has different priorities. She needs to go.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle expected to appear Monday at a congressional hearing on the matter. I'm Julie Walker.
Bangladesh's Supreme Court on Sunday scrapped most quotas on government jobs after nationwide action led by students spiraled into clashes that killed at least 139 people, but some organizers said protests would continue. Dismissing a lower court order, the Supreme Court's appellate division directed 93% of government jobs should be open to candidates on merit, its attorney general told Reuters. Russia and Ukraine on Sunday exchanged drone, missile, and shelling attacks, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The exchange of fire on both sides saw two people killed in the Russian-occupied Donetsk region, while Ukrainian officials said Russian strikes wounded at least five people. Along the front line in the east, Russia said it had taken control of two villages, one in the Kharkiv region and one in the Luhansk region. Overnight, Ukraine's air defenses intercepted 35 of the 39 drones launched by Russia, according to an Air Force commander. In addition, Russia launched three ballistic missiles and two guided air missiles, which did not reach their targets, according to the commander. I'm Karen Chemas.
Israeli forces battled Palestinian fighters in the southern Gaza city of Rafah on Sunday, striking areas in the center of the coastal enclave, where thousands of Palestinians displaced from their homes have been seeking shelter. Residents in Rafah, near the border with Egypt, said fierce battles raged, especially in the center and in western areas where Israeli tanks had advanced in the previous 2 days. Gaza's Islamist militant group said fighters confronted Israeli forces with anti-tank rockets and mortar bombs. The Israeli military said its soldiers had killed a group of fighters who were moving towards them and destroyed ammunition, tunnel shafts, and infrastructure in the eastern part of the city. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.